I'm Jordan.
And I'm Rosanna.
And on this podcast, we explore how to take life off autopilot
and relentlessly pursue a life worth living
together. Welcome to our very first Relentless Pursuit podcast episode. We're really excited about what we have to bring to you through this podcast, and we're excited to have some conversations with each other and share those with you guys. So,
a little excited, a lot scared, so bear with us as we kind of work through this and the format and what we're recording. We're at home alone without our kids for the first time in 10 weeks of quarantine, and we're trying to get this done in our home, so it's a little bit more organic and kind of just reflects who we are and what we stand for. But usually it's a whole lot louder around here.
Yeah. So we're having some fun with this right now. For today's format for the episode, as well as many others down the road, Rosanna and I have a topic that we discuss the topic in advance. But then we have is our own set of questions that we are going to be asking one another to try to kind of tease out some of our best insights about that topic and hopefully have some takeaways that we can apply ourselves and strengthen our relationship and strengthen our whole approach to life here. So I hope you didn't peek at my questions beforehand. I know I had them out.
I did not peek at your questions. I merely moved the furniture.
Okay. I wonder if we have some of the same questions.
Well, could we'll see. Be.
That'll tell could a lot. Be. All right, so this week we're talking about a phrase that's been very near and dear to us over the past few years. That phrase is, these are the days. And we say this to one another as a way of sort of grounding us in the present. And sometimes even in our most frustrating moments, we might yell to one another, these are the days!
And that happened this morning, believe it or not. I had just finished a workout. The kids were in the kitchen buzzing around. He was upstairs trying to work. And to not totally lose my mind, I literally shouted, babe, these are the days. And he came running down because he thought something was wrong because he didn't hear exactly what I said. He just heard the summon of babe. And it was like that reminder, like, we're in it. These are the days. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we've used that phrase quite a bit, and it has helped us remember that at least after this time of life, whatever the challenges and frustrations are, that we're going to look back on it and probably, hopefully, say to one another that these were the days.
So there's, he said that this was very near and dear to our hearts, and so much so that there is a framed print in our kitchen. It's on the wall that I walk by at least 30 times a day. Yeah. And it says, these are the days. And it was a gift from Jordan and two of my closest friends after they threw me like a 37th birthday celebration this past November. And the celebration kind of followed that theme.
It was a big milestone, 37.
37, big milestone. that moment you realize, oh boy, 40 is around the corner. But my husband, who is, I think, morally opposed to themed events, actually had a theme for my party, and it was, these are the days. So he invited six other couples that we knew to the house for a dinner party in honor of my birthday with the purpose of celebrating me, but also with sharing from their life, their experiences, their backgrounds, what it means to kind of cherish the time that I have now and how I can best like utilize who I am and my gifts to like to really like dive in. And if like there was ever a point to like stand and applaud my husband, it was like this moment that he invited all of these different people. And for most of them, their only connection was me. Most of them didn't know each other or, you know, weren't kind of linked.
Good friends. Yeah.
And we connected a lot of people, but it was all about them being able to give me advice on how we can cherish these times. And so I think it was brilliant because we are so busy living our lives. We're so busy raising our kids, digging into our careers, starting careers, changing careers, you know, volunteering. And then sometimes we get lost. We get lost in the hustle from one thing to the next, the laundry, the groceries, baseball, soccer, sports, that we make the mistake of missing what these days really are. And for me, I feel like these are the days I wished for at one point in my earlier life. Like, you wish to find the man of your dreams and spend your life with him. You
check.
Right? Check. you want kids, right? You want a whole gaggle of them. Well, we have four. So, you know, check, 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 check. You know, the minivan, all of the things. And then you have them and you're in it and you're like,
really
I mean, maybe minivan wasn't on my list, but, and it's probably not on, not on everybody's list either. But you know, a career, a husband, a house, kids, you know, all of it. And then you get it and then you're kind of like knee deep in the trenches and the kids are crying and this one needs help with this and work is hard and families get complicated. And then we kind of miss living in those moments. So,
you know, it makes me think of, remember that time we went to one of the restaurants over here and there was that old couple and they're like, oh, we had four kids too. These are really special times. And that's at the same time they were like flinging food at each other and one of them was running off. And it's a little like fun, but frustrating at that moment. But they, I mean, I think they embodied that kind of concept. Like those really were like charming days that they look back fondly on.
And I think that's part of what this topic is about today is that sometimes it's not until we're, you know, hindsight is 20/20. So it's not until we're out of those days that when we look back, we finally remember like what those days really were about instead of getting caught up in so particular of the logistics of the day.
So one quote that came to my mind when I was kind of thinking through this, and I've thought about this before too, is I'm going to paraphrase John Lennon, but he said on one of his songs, life is what happens when you're busy making other plans. And I feel like that is true, and that can be a trap at times because that we spend so much time setting goals and aspiring towards those things and always looking towards the future, you don't realize that life is what's happening moment by moment by moment. And it's good to be thinking about the future and make plans, but are we really like focused on what we have at the moment as well too? Because chances are pretty good that we're going to miss many of those moments when they're past us.
We're going to miss those moments when they're past us because sometimes living in those moments is hard. Mm-hmm. There's so many good things, right? Today is May 13th, 2020. And so if you're like us, which I think everybody is like us, you've been at home in quarantine for 9 weeks now, right? Kids have been home e-learning. These are the days, guys. Like, these are them right now. And we're all there. So it's, you know, how do you dig in mm-hmm. even when you don't want to?
So I've heard, and a quarantine aside, I've heard that there are folks where certain times of life, like things kind of pick up. And I feel like we're at that point where our family life has definitely picked up where we've got, you know, four young kids and they all, you know, just parenting requires like time and dedication on top of kind of career picking up as well. And, you know, we're at kind of at the prime in terms of health and skills. And there's just a lot of busyness that takes place where it's difficult to feel like you're really being committed to doing any one of those things very well. And I think we each have like some of those different times of life. So it is difficult to like to pause and to appreciate. And I almost feel like, remember like when George Costanza on Seinfeld would say, serenity now, or I don't know if it was his dad or whoever that was, would kind of scream that to try to add a sense of calm to the moment. I feel like sometimes this phrase can be that for us too. These are the days. Just trying to reassure ourselves like, hey, there is some good in this if we can at least change our perspective on it a little bit.
Well,
whatever the stresses or frustrations are.
Yeah. And the name of our podcast is Relentless Pursuit. I think Jordan and I, just the kind of people that we have always been, we've always liked to take on new things. So, you know, we both have jobs, that we have other passions and goals and projects that we want to pursue. And I'm guilty of this in a good way, and so is Jordan. And I usually tell him, like, you can do anything. You can't just do all the things all the time. But, like, the whole point of Relentless Pursuit is that him and I are constantly pursuing one another, that our marriage is something that's important to us, that we put time and effort into, that we're, you know, even pursuing relationships with our kids, with our friends. We're working on building things, trying different things, taking chances. And so sometimes, you know, when you think of these are the days, it's, you know, you want to utilize all of those like skills and all of those passions. Like, now is the time to do that. Now is not the time to slow down. Now is the time to pour into all of the things that you want to try. But it's also that balance of like finding the appreciation for all of those things and being cognizant that they all are important and they all can fit.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I have some questions here. Do you want to go first?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, I got to pick a good one. I think you answered one already. Okay, well, we'll skip that one. All right, so here's maybe the biggest question. So we tell ourselves these are the days because we sense that there is something to appreciate about this moment. And once it's gone, we'll look back fondly on it. So what do you think the biggest obstacles are to appreciating those moments while we're in them?
I think sometimes maybe for us, the obstacles are our need and our want and our level of productivity, where we want to accomplish, we have certain goals, like whether it's in real estate or in like personal business that we want to achieve. So we're constantly working towards those. But although that's one domain in our life, another domain in our life is our family and our kids. And so sometimes those two things are at odds, that our kids need us, want us, right? We're at the stage where our kids still love us and want to play with us and want to spend time with us. Yeah. And even sometimes when we kind of put a restriction where mommy needs to work now, and then after we can do this, or dad has this to take care of, then we can play. When those things are at odds, I think sometimes that's when we don't cherish those moments. And that's when these days seem harder than they are. It's because what we want and what we have are at odds.
I'd also say when things don't go according to plan too, because then I feel more frustrated by the day rather than feeling like I nailed it. Like I would love to be a great, you know, fill in the blank, like at whatever I'm working on or dedicating time towards in any particular day. But once any one of those is thrown off, then I feel like maybe that the day wasn't all it should have been. And I just want to get past this day, get on to the next one. This isn't the day.
Well, yeah, I mean, that happens. I think that stems into one of the questions that I had written down, and it was, how can we cherish these days? And I think I'm going to answer it because I was thinking a lot about this. Like, how do we cherish these days? And then next to it, I put the ordinary. I think sometimes in order for us to feel successful, or in order us to feel like our kids are going to remember these days, it's that we had to do something big or special or unique. But I think it's more about like cherishing what there is, even under certain constraints, whether it's financial or time, right? Like, what is the mindset? What is the feeling? What are we embracing instead of wishing we had or hadn't done, but just embracing what is in the now?
So that kind of ties into one of my questions too for you, which was, what do you think you'll miss most about these days? And so what I'm hearing you say is that you'll miss the ordinary. But you wouldn't necessarily recommend, like, to make the most of these days, so you need to do something big. So it's not about a big trip. It's not about a big event or a big milestone. It's more about what are the ordinary things?
How we make each other feel, how we show each other love, and how we show up. I think those are three great ways. Going to Disney isn't bad, right? Having a big birthday party at, you know, some laser zone those things aren't bad things. Mm-hmm. But if you strip those things away, what still remains?
I think of when I'm awake in the morning, and usually I'm awake before the kids, or most of them, I try, darn it. But like when they come downstairs and actually like come up and just give me like a hug and or sit on my lap, like to me that's an ordinary kind of thing that is special that I want to like try to hold on to. Because that's not always going to be there.
Well, and ordinary too. And I know I've had this conversation with my mom before, with other moms, with people I know, that it's, your kids, you know, your kids will, they're here now and they're safe. You can protect them now. You can be there for them now, but at some point they will leave. They will grow up. They need you a little bit less, or they need you in different ways, and it's not the same. Mm-hmm. And even though it's taxing now in terms of how much like time and effort and reinsurance and guidance and reprimanding they need now, that kind of maybe tires us out, like that those are the important things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And maybe that's good to pay attention to more for us too. And we'll get into some takeaways, I know, but I'm already thinking about like what are some of those everyday kinds of things. And I'm thinking particularly with family that I may miss later on. Dinner time is another one that comes to mind that is very ordinary, just to sit around the table and talk, or you know, tell them to stop singing and dancing at the table or flinging food or whatever they do. But those will be even, I think, sometimes like frustrating moments that we may miss.
Agree. I think it's a lot about how you structure your family or your time or whatever it is. You know, every family is different, and there are certain families that do things a certain way or traditions, and that's what works for them. But those are the things that the kids really like embrace, mm-hmm. right? When we do Thanksgiving breakfast with friends, you know, they hold on to that. Those are the things that they remember, and it's nothing outlandish or crazy or uber creative. But I, you know, those are the things that we appreciate too, that they look forward to, and then we look forward to together, and mm-hmm. and that's what makes the days, you know.
I think traditions especially have a way of kind of like almost teaching or reinforcing who you are. Like this is what we do. And usually they're, I don't know, like on an annual basis. This is something that we've gathered around and defined ourselves by.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the way you define yourself as a family, you know, the sayings that we have, that Katapanos don't quit, or, you know, enter your family's name and their motto here, you know, those things that we continue to reinforce and then that we live out in every day of our life. So whether it's we're riding bikes and we fall down, or we're riding bikes and we're passing our 6 mile mark and the kids want to give up and we, you know, continue to push them. It's mm-hmm. those little things that make these the days.
Okay. So let's say I'm in the moment, I'm in the day, and I have a flash of recognition that this is great. I'm going to miss this. I love this moment, whatever it is. How do I capture that?
Take out your phone real quick before someone starts crying or complaining or bleeding.
Well, maybe that is
and
the
capture
moment
it.
Too. Yeah. Maybe that is the moment. I think like photos definitely play a big role, and it's very convenient to take those pictures too. But I almost wonder, is the very fleetingness of those moments what makes them special? Like you appreciate it because you know you can't always have it.
Yeah, it's like, you know, taking a trip, going on vacation, right? Like when you're somewhere and you're mm-hmm. taking it all in, whether you're walking on the beach, right? It becomes special, or it becomes something you look back with on fondness because it's, you know, kind of just this one little piece that you're going to take with you that you can't always have, but you look back on. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, if you think about like memory and...
That's what I try to do with my, I know you don't want me to call it a diary.
He has a diary.
My log, my journal. I try to record, even if, I mean, especially now, it feels like Groundhog Day, where like so many of the days are the same, but try to record some of the uniqueness of it before it disappears into the blur of the past. And we don't remember the little things that made it special.
And I think that's true, because so many days are similar. Now we wake up and we work at home and we work out at home and we teach the kids at home. But even before that, when we left for work and came home and, you know, had things to go to on certain nights or certain days, like when you look back, it's kind of a blur where there's like seasons of life where it's like you do a certain thing a certain way for a while. So what are those things that stand out, or how do you make them stand out? Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the questions that I have was, how do we cultivate a life that creates our best days now? Because
those were the days.
Yeah. Instead of saying those were the days 10 years from now when our kids are like driving and out with boyfriends and girlfriends or whatever, and we look back and say, oh, do you remember when we were 37 and our kids were little? Gosh, those were the days. Mm-hmm. Like, how do we wake up tomorrow and say, man?
Mm-hmm. So every day you can say, like, these are all the days.
These are the days. Like, these are the days.
Yeah.
You know, like with a sense of like pride and ownership. Mm-hmm. Because I think, you know, I'd mentioned earlier, hindsight is 20/20, right? When we look back now, when we were first married, right? Like, oh, do you remember when we were first married and the house was quiet? And like, you know, you like reminisce and you're like, oh my gosh, and we totally squandered it because we should have done X, Y, and Z. Okay. Or, you know, the kids are finally in bed after a long day and we're like, can you imagine 20 years from now when all the kids are out of the house and all the traveling, like, right? We like to either rewind and we like to fast forward and we like to pretend like we're not where we are right now. Like, we want to get out of it. We're so quick to want to rewind or fast forward, where it's like, we should be wanting to press pause on what's now, right? Mm-hmm. And that's, I was thinking about that yesterday in preparation for today. You know, what is good about being in your 30s, and we're in our late 30s now. But like, I feel like you and I, like in terms of who we are and what we want, we have definitely hit a stride, and there's definitely things that we're working on and that we're proud of. But like, you know, like, how are we harnessing like our time and our energy and our effort to, like, you know, telling our friends that we're excited about the now. Mm-hmm. We're not looking to fast forward or rewind. Like this is it. Like, mm-hmm. jump on board, like, come follow us. Like, this is the time. Mm-hmm.
Is that easy to do? Because I feel like a lot of the time when we just kind of the way we talk to one another sometimes is we talk about how busy or stressed we are, or how there's, you know, kind of certain challenges. Or I know, like when I talk to some people, you know, there's sometimes this tendency to gravitate towards the negative. And it sometimes can feel like a challenge to say, like, things are great, or here's what we're working on that excites us. And it's more than maybe like a home improvement or an upcoming trip. It's something that we are doing, or even like going back to the ordinary, like, is it okay to be excited about the ordinary, and how do we celebrate that with other people who are surrounding us?
Yeah, I mean, I think we live almost in a society and a culture where it's like this there's this like commiseration pool that everybody likes to like. Everyone likes to like tell you how busy they are and how tired they are, like as if the person next to you is also not busy and also not tired. Like we're all busy, we're all tired, we all have kids, they're all driving us nuts. Like that's the reality of it, right? Mm-hmm. But we all love our families. Hopefully we all love our spouses, right? But I think that's, you know, what's unique sometimes is that you talk to people, and because they're of the mindset that, you know, everything is,
I don't even think that's their mindset. Just like, it's just an easier way to share experiences at times. I'm not saying it's universal.
No, not, but I think sometimes that makes it harder to be like, yeah, this is what's exciting right now. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I think it's because we don't want to toot our own horn, or we don't want to seem like we're bragging or that, like, whatever. But like someone will pull up in a new car and like everyone's excited about it. But like, mm-hmm. why aren't we excited when someone is trying to start their own business, or when someone's trying to write their own book, or, mm-hmm. you know, like people, maybe it's because people are afraid of failure. And so being vulnerable and cheering those things, you mm-hmm. know, is hard. But yeah. cheering one another on and talking about what's good or what we're working towards or mm-hmm. a domain that we're really nailing, like, is, mm-hmm. is a great way to, like, live our best days now.
Yeah. And enjoy that with one another, and then with you know, everyone else that we have a chance to interact with, too. So I feel my mind keeps going back to just the appreciation. Like, it's almost a mindset. I heard someone kind of walk through at some point a way to feel more appreciative, even in frustrated or annoying settings. And they said, like, picture like the worst dinner that you've had, and the kids are being, you know, ignorant or disrespectful, and the meal tastes like garbage. And if you died the next day, how much would you pay to go back to that moment? And all of a sudden that changed my perspective, just hearing that description, to think like, I would give anything and everything just to go back to even an annoying or a frustrating moment, if it's, you know, with people I love in a setting that kind of, like you had said, indicates like this ordinary, this moment of life that in the moment may be difficult to appreciate, but afterwards, like, we miss and we cherish so much.
Yeah. I've heard someone explain that same thing as, like, in our ordinary moments, we're looking for something extraordinary. And it doesn't have to be, like, crazy, but, like, when work is busy for me, and then I'm, like, missing weekends with the kids because of weddings and events and gearing up for them, and I feel tired, like, I'm wishing for an ordinary day at home where I don't have to go anywhere, right? Like, I wake up on Monday morning, and I'm in my sweats all day, and I probably haven't showered. Like, you're wishing for one of those days where you don't have to, like, put makeup on and get dressed and, like, be on at work. Mm-hmm. But then the same thing too is now that, like, I've had no events, and I, like, not that I serve no purpose, but like my business is
at a standstill
and there's nothing I can really do about it, right? Like, I'm longing for being an event planner or a day of coordinator, just to, like, do something that excites me and is fun and is new and is challenging. So it's, mm-hmm. you know, the grass is always greener.
Yeah. So it's like a balance between a sort of appreciating what you have, whatever that may be in a moment, and still, like, kind of aspiring towards pursuing the different kinds of things that you're interested in building into as well.
Yeah, a little bit of both. Any more questions on your list that we...
No, I had a bunch, and then we kind of answered them throughout the course of our conversation. So nice job.
Well, not to toot our own horns, right?
Right.
There we go. So that kind of leaves us with maybe advice or takeaways. And of course, nothing that we talked about was, like, earth-shattering, right? Or groundbreaking. You're probably not going to mm-hmm. listen to this and think, oh, well, wow, that was mind-blowing.
This changes everything.
Yes, like, oh, game changer. But I think these are all things that we addressed while we were talking, but these might be things to, like, you know, jot down if you are jotting something down or in the notes section of your phone. You know, we're talking about these are the days. So my first takeaway, which is, it's really funny. The takeaway is that these are the days. These ones right here at home with our kids in quarantine. These ones right now where so my business is on hold.
That would be in bold.
These are the days. And so if we look at that statement and these is in all caps or in all bold, and these are the days, what are we doing to make these days count? What are we doing to make them matter? Like, how are we harnessing the best of who we are in each of these days?
Yeah, I don't want to be thinking like I have to wait for these days to be over to get to the point that I want to be at.
I think that's so great. I think that a lot of people's mentality is like their life is on pause right now and like they've put a lot of things aside and then they're waiting for this like start button. But if we're not living in these days now and like preparing and working and pushing, like once we restart, we're going to be very behind. Mm-hmm. I think the second thing that I came up with was to relish the simple things. So dinners together as a family. We like to walk, take bike rides with the kids, like just being outside in the fresh air, being able to move our bodies, having bodies that move, being healthy, right? There are people who are not healthy. Mm-hmm. So just those simple things where, you know, our kids have very loud lungs, right? That they can talk and they can, you know, it's like the things that are annoying in the moment, but like those are those simple things that their voices will be gone from this house someday. Yeah. And so like trying to appreciate those things now. Yeah. The third thing would be being grateful for what you have. I know a lot of people have started, gratitude journals, mm-hmm. writing down three things a day that they're thankful for. Mm-hmm. If you, was it our second blog post mm-hmm. that I posted was all about, it just talked about taking some time to be thankful for what you have. So you can go back to that blog post. If you subscribe to us, you got a guide mm-hmm. on a daily gratitude chart that you can fill out, but be grateful for what you have. I know about a year ago, we moved into this house and it was something that we've been dreaming and planning for a while. And every day since we've woken up, every day in this house, either you or I have said to each other, gosh,
we're grateful for being here.
Yeah, we love this house. We're grateful for being here. And that like changes everything about your mindset in the day when you're starting with something that you're thankful for. Mm-hmm. And I think the last thing is to live in the present. Stop rewinding and going back to what it was like when, you know, you had more time, more energy, more money, whatever, or fast forwarding to wanting to skip what's now and move ahead to something else. Like, mm-hmm.
I think it's good to like look fondly back at the past, and it's good to look towards the future for reasons as well too, but we can't cut out the present.
You can't live in those areas. Like mm-hmm. you're not going to go back and relive it. You're never going to be in that same circumstance again. And same thing about the future. You're not sure where you're going to end up. So like, this is it. Like mm-hmm. right now, like dive all in. These are the days mm-hmm. for as hard and as uncertain.
These are the days.
These are the days. These are the days.
These are the days.
These are the days. These are them, guys, right? Yeah. Job or no job, in your house, in quarantine, safe at home, or, you know, on the front lines. Like, these are them. So what are we doing? How are we harnessing who we are, the best things that we have to offer, and putting those in each of the domains of our life?
I definitely enjoyed talking about this and talking through it, because it just, even just the process of talking of raises my consciousness and awareness of it. So I'm looking forward to more conversations to come. That wraps it up for our first podcast conversation. We've got more to come down the line as well. We mentioned our website. If you haven't visited it yet, check out therelentlesspursuitpodcast.com and you'll have a chance to subscribe and you'll have a chance to read some of the things that we've been posting leading up to this podcast being aired. And also, we would appreciate if you get an opportunity to leave us a 5-star rating and a glowing review. Tell your friends if you loved us. And if you didn't enjoy it, tell your enemies and send them our way too. So,
thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for tuning in. You know, this is something that we decided we were going to do back in January. We sat in a Starbucks and kind of dreamed this up. So to be able to do this is exciting, fun, petrifying, but all we're looking to do is to have great conversations, challenging each other and challenging you guys to be the best that we can be, to live the best life, and to continuously pursue all of the things that we want. So thanks.
Thanks for listening.